The test this week will be available Monday morning online. Okay. Mind me to say it at the end this year. We are starting a whole new sugya now. Kol mitzvah haseh, two lines in the bottom, 33b, lamed gimel lamed beis, two lines in the bottom. Kol mitzvah haseh shasman grama, that a woman is putter. And now we're going to get into the source of that. How do we know that? What are the exceptions to that? Tana rabbanan, eiza mitzvah haseh shasman grama, which are mitzvahs that say that his man is grubba? Sukkah, lulav, shayfer, tzitzis, tefillin. Those are the ones. Now, there are more. There could be more mitzvahs that say shasman grammas. I don't think this is an exclusive list. This is not necessarily an exclusive list. Many rishayim say that a woman is pater from sipa yitzis mitrayim. Many rishayim, other mitzvahs that it's mashma that a woman might be pater from. So again, it's not necessarily an exclusive list. But this is a list of things that are mitzvahs aseh shasman grammas. Yes.
Did we get tannas?
We'll give the Gemara five more lines, and we'll see what the Gemara has to say. The mitzvah is dependent on time.
And that means either a date or either time of day?
Both? No. A date. Or time of day, yeah. Either one. Because let's go through each of them. Sukkah is a date in the Torah. Lulav is a date in the Torah. Shayfer is a date in the Torah. Tzitzis is like the Mandem, and it says, Laila Lazman Tzitzis. So Mamela, it's time of the day. And Tfilin can either be because Laila Lazman Tfilin or because Shabbos Lazman Tfilin.
And lulav is also only during the day also?
No. That's not, you don't need that.
You lulav by night?
Again. You don't need that.
Because it's only
time of the year. Sukkah and lulav, you don't need to go whether it's day or night. Oh, so that's what we're learning here. That's why we're doing the sugya. By the end of the sugya, you will be able to answer those questions and register them yourself. Oh, it's all going to be here. This is why we're learning the sugya. Rashi, Tillin, Ksavar Laila loves Mantillin, Inami Shabbos Yantum loves Mantillin. There is a Mandi Amar and Erevin that says a woman is Chayiv in Tillin, because Tillin is day and night and even on Shabbos. We don't paskin that way. We paskin Shabbos Yantum is not Tillin. We happen to paskin Laila's Mantillin. But this Gemara is going either Laila loves Mantillin or Shabbos Yantum loves Mantillin. Okay, even the ignited. It's not. It's not a 24/7 mitzvah. It's depending on time of day or time of year. Now, I said that we paskin live with Lava's among children. I was very careful. We don't paskin that it's usher to wear tefillin at night. We paskin that one shouldn't wear tefillin at night because he might not be able to keep a guf naki. So therefore, we want people not to wear tefillin at night. Night is a time of sleep. Night is a time of when people aren't keeping a guf naki. Therefore, they shouldn't wear tefillin at night. Therefore, really halachically, and I'm not here to, if a person is wearing tefillin and it turns dark, he does not have to take them off immediately. He just can't put them on at night and should take them off after night as soon as he's finished, ready to go to sleep or something like that. Then we don't wear tefillin all day, so for sure we won't wear tefillin at night. Those days, they wore tefillin all day. All day. So they have to keep a guf naki all day. The Paiskim, and I don't know exactly did this, decided that we're not capable of that, by and large. Exceptions, there are people that wear tefillin all day. But by and large, we don't wear tefillin, we are not capable. So they've made it that we wear it by davening. The mitzvah tefillin, theoretically, has nothing to do with davening. Yes, we want to say Kriya Shema Shema Nesri and tefillin. Or it says that's considered made Eidah Sheker if you don't say Shema and tefillin. But Atuchas tefillin, you have a chiyuv to wear it once a day. You put it on, you wear it for a minute, you take it off, you are yaitz a mitzvah soon. For every minute you wear it, you get a bigger mitzvah. You wear it for an hour, you get an hour's worth of mitzvahs. You wear it for an hour and a minute, you get an hour and a minute worth of mitzvahs. So really, a person who can keep a gufnaki should wear tefillin all day. Except today, it's a mechzi kiyura. Anybody that wears tefillin all day, if he's not holding in a certain madrega, it looks like he's a bal gaiva. The regular person can't keep a gufnaki. And Mr. Joe decided he can keep a gufnaki. However, Gedali Yisroel, Rav Scheinberg used to wear tefillin. There are people that wore tefillin half the day. The Grah used to wear or at least they shouldn't worry about Mavzik Yura, wear tefillin. Now, even those today that wear tefillin during the day that are not on that recognized on that level, wear their shoyad and don't wear their shorash. By wearing the shoyad, nobody knows. They wear a jacket. Nobody has any idea that they're wearing the shoyad. And they get a mitzvah of wearing tefillin shoyad. But they don't wear tefillin shorash, because that would be Mavzik Yura, that's showing off. Because tefillin shorash cannot be covered. I have absolutely no idea. I'm not there. I'm here in Cleveland, Ohio. Could be. It could be. I don't know. I'm just saying this. So therefore, it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, because Shabbos is not zman tefillin. Rashi is saying, if you hold Laila zman tefillin, which means you can't wear tefillin at night, then it's also a mitzvah aseh shazman grama for a different reason. That's all. Yes?
It's Zilberman, not... Yes, some of the people that
you should. Could be.
There are several
you should. Could be. Again, I'm talking, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Why not Shabbat?
Avim Sukkim. All learned Avim Sukkim. And Erev and Tenth Perek, see Erev and Tenth Perek all derived from Sukkim. Why not day? Why not night? Also learned Avim Sukkim. All this is learned Avim Sukkim. So we'll leave it at that. Again, I am not getting involved in the drushes. I'm saying it's learned out from Zuk. Dunkti Gemara Baita. Ve'eza mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grama. And again, this is not an exhaustive list. Mezuzah, maka, building a fence around a dangerous area, a roof, a porch, aveda, returning an aveda, filu hakein. Rashi. What? Get here, you.
Aveda?
Giving back an Aveda is not Zman Grama. Rashi, Aveda, Hashavas Aveda. There's a Ramban that says that Sfira Sa'imer is not Zman Grama. Ashtas, Sfira Sa'imer is considered Zman Grama. But Ramban, when he lists the mitzvah Sasei Shalai Zman Grama, considers Sfira Sa'imer Shalai Zman Grama. So the Achronim are very bothered by that. Chayre Sfira Sa'imer is a time of the year. It's time dependent. So how can it not be a Zman Grama? So there is a Turi Evan says, and I'm just mentioning this, it's like really a little bit beyond that I usually do. But Turi Evan asked the Kasha by Mikra Bikurim. Reading Bikurim, the Parsha Bikurim, it's also Zman Grama. It's between Shavuos and Sukkos. Yet that locha is that women read the Parsha Bikurim. In fact, the Turi Evan, why it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, they should not have the chiyuv to read the Parsha Bikurim. So the Turi Evan says the Yisayid. This Yisayid is used by the Achronim to answer Sfira Sa'imer. And let me explain it. The Turi Evan says, Bikurim is not a time-dependent mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the time of the year. The reason we say it's between Shavuos and Sukkos or Shavuos and Chanukah is because that's when the plants are available on the field to bring Bikurim. It's not because Shavuos it has to do with the time of the year. It has to do with the availability of what you bring Bikurim for. The Torah says, before Shavuos we don't bring Bikurim because Chodesh is Aser for Beis HaMikdash. You can eat Chodesh after Pesach, but the Beis HaMikdash doesn't let Chodesh until after Shavuos. And after Sukkot, there's nothing left on the field. So it's not pshat that the time of the year causes it. Circumstance causes it. Circumstance is not Zman Grama. So therefore, they want to answer the same thing, the Achronim, many Achronim, on the Kasha of Sfira Sa'imer. Is Sfira Sa'imer a time of the year, or is Sfira Sa'imer caused by Karban Aimer? If the Karban Aimer would be in the summer, so Sfira Sa'imer would be in the summer. It's not that the Torah said Tzeiras Aymer is between Pesach and Shavuos. The Torah said Tzeiras Aymer is from Aymer. Whenever you bring Aymer. So it's not time dependent. It's Aymer dependent. It's circumstance dependent. And therefore, it's not considered a mitzvah saseh shesman grumba because it's not the Torah said it's a time of the year. By Pesach, the Torah says it's the 15th of Nisan. By Sukkot, the Torah said it's the 15th of Nisan. By Lulav, the Torah said it's the 15th of Nisan. By Shofar, the Torah said it's the 1st of Nisan. By Tefillin, the Torah said day, not night. By Tzitzis, the Torah said day, not night. By Tzeiras Aymer, the Torah never said this period of time. The Torah said, when you bring an Aymer, count 49 days. That's what the Torah said. The Torah, by the way, doesn't mention Matan Torah. The Torah doesn't mention Pesach. The Torah says, after the Karban Aymer. Oh, it's not time-dependent, it's circumstance-dependent. That's what the Achrayim want to say to answer the Ramban. Other people hold that it is his non-grama of the Rishayim because it is time-dependent, because it's always between Pesach and Shavuos. Sorry? I can't hear you. That's because you bring the Aymer on that day. So it's nothing to do with time. Again, it's time, it's Aymer dependent, not time dependent. The Torah doesn't say bring it because it's the day after Pesach. Start counting. You bring Aymer is time dependent. Sfiras Aymer is circumstance dependent. The Torah says do count from after the Karban Aymer. If the Aymer would be a different time, then you would count a different time. The Torah didn't say count those 49 days. The Torah said count after the Aymer. The Aymer triggers the mitzvah of Sfira. So of course it ends up being a certain time because the Aymer is a certain time.
No, it ends up because the Torah says to take it then.
Again, the Torah says Aymer should be done then. And therefore the Sfira's Aymer comes from the Aymer. It's nothing to do with the time of the year. It has to do with the time after the Aymer. It's a circumstance-depending time after the Karban Aymer. Kind of what I this is what I'm going to say. You like it? I go like it. Yes.
Well,
I'm going to
ask. This explains why women make a bracha on Tefillah after a Kippur, in that it's not the time. It's specified as time. It is a circumstance.
Yeah, but that's not a Zman Grom anyway, because it's not dependent on a calendar. That wouldn't be Zman Grom anyway. Every woman has goes a different mikvah, different day of the week, different day of the year.
No,
so it's not time dependent.
Same as Brit. I mean, Brit is 8 days after birth. Not there can happen any day of the week.
Right, but Brit is limited to be on the 8th day, not at night. That's why it's Zman Grom.
So in this case, what's alert is the parallel of the breakdown?
I'm not
so
following you.
It's the same thing. It's on the day and night, not during day.
It's not true. Anita can go to Mikvah day 8. To Zayred, we don't let her go to the Mikvah day 8. No, it's there for a woman to go to Mikvah by day. She can go anytime she wants after 7. The reason we don't let a woman go to Mikvah is Strach Bita. And the daughter will see the mother goes by day, so she'll think she can go the 7th day. That's what
that luck is. That's good for most communities. That's what.
Again, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
Yes. Back to my advice. Check the Gemara. Klolahu. Is this rule a rule? Hari Matzah. Kale. The mitzvah Hasei Shazman Grama. These are all caused by time. Matzah on Pesach. Torah says, eat it on 15th day of Nisan. Simcha is on Yom Tov. Hakel is once every 7 years. The mitzvah Hasei Shazman Grama. V'nashim Chayavis. Pursue him furthermore. Hari Talmud Torah, not time dependent. Period of Arivia, not time dependent. Pidyon HaBen, not time dependent, because once it's 30 days old, it goes on day and night. La mitzvah saseh shesman gromahi, hu v'nashim b'turis. So here you have exceptions to what you just said. You made a rule, and it's not true. You said mitzvah saseh shesman gromahi b'turis. And mitzvahs that say not to my grandma they're chayiv, and it's not true. Zakti Gemara Amar Reb Yechanan Ein Lemeidim in Aklalos. That teaches me whenever the Mishnah says a rule, it doesn't mean only these cases. Afilu b'makom shenemer by chutz. Even when the rule would say everything besides. Still, it wouldn't be a rule that means everything besides. It means this is a general rule. There are exceptions to the rule. Rashi. Zog to Rashi, a klalo, bit me, a question mark. V'chi klal kotzev, who is this a set rule, the whole mitzvah says she's man grom and nashim paturis? V'achilas matzah leo rishon, shuhu chayva, the sibbe erev teichlu matzahs, was man grom lo, tesva benisin, ben nashim chayavis. Women are chayav. Now Rashi is going to bring the source that women are chayav. How do I know that? The Gemara is assuming that as a fact. That means there must be a pasuk that says women are chayav. Dr. Rashi, how do I know that? Because I'm a b'shachem. Rashim chayavas v'achilas matzahs v'atayra. The women are obligated to eat matzah biblically. Shenemar, the pasuk juxtaposes le'soichel olav chametz shivas yomim teichel olav matzah. The Torah juxtaposes do not eat on the carbon pesach chametz, eat matzah. Since the Torah juxtaposes that, we say kol sheyeshna b'bal teichel chametz Yeshna Bakum Achayu Matzah. Any person involved in the Isra of eating chametz is involved in the mitzvah. I shouldn't say involved. Any person obligated not to eat chametz is obligated to eat matzah. The Nashim is the Mabaltaichu Chametz, the mitzvah of Laisasi. We know women are included in all Laisasis. So therefore, we know women can't eat chametz. And once we know they can't eat chametz, and the Torah says matzah is depends. Those who can't eat chametz have to eat matzah, so we know women have to eat matzah. All we're saying is, the Braisa made it sound like it's a rule. It's not a rule. Because here is the Torah making an exception for matzah. We recognize that the Torah said it. We're not questioning the fact. We're saying, don't make a rule when the rule is not existent. Second thing, simcha, became simcha, berego. How do I know a woman's chayev? The sieve, samachta b'chagecha, Ata uvincha uvitecha. It says clearly, men and women. That's the thing. Now, Hakel, Rashi doesn't bring a pasuk, but the Torah says, take the Nashim, Nashim, Vitaf, it's Vitarish. That in the exceptions, Talmud Torah, the Amrin Lael, Nashim, Paturis. We learned that the Nashim, Paturis. The Chayim Pugin Aben, Kidlo, Bapirkin, right? At the Vitaf Chav Tessam and Aleph, we brought a pasuk the women don't have to learn, and the women don't do pidyon aben. And piri v'rivya, Dr. Rashi, amina b'yavamas, ish mitzuva a piri v'rivya v'isha. A man is commanded to do piri v'rivya, but not a lady. V'yalav v'amim v'chavshua. And we learned it out from the pasuk that Hashem said, umilu v'sa'aretz v'chivshua conquer it. That means the pasuk gave the command to those who conquer. Ish darker lichbash, vein darker shalisha lichbash. Women don't conquer. The code like kubina be dechavshu, like kubina be peruvu. So Rashi brought us the source of how the Gemara knew these facts. But Rashi said, just that doesn't answer the question. The question is, not on the facts, but on the brisa. Don't make a rule when it's not a rule.
Why are men commanded to prove
women? I can't hear you.
Why are men commanded by women?
Because it says, peruvu, umilu asaret v'chivshua. The Torah gave a command, be fruitful, multiply, and conquer the world. Men conquer, women don't conquer. That means this pasuk was written for those who conquer, which are men, not women. Yes.
Simcha, is it mitecha? What do we
mean? Yes. Yes. So that's the Gemara's kasha. And again, I want to stress it. It's not that the Gemara is questioning whether women are chayav or not, or whether women are pater or not. We know that women are pater from Chayav Mutayra and Pidyon Aben and Peri V'Rivya. That's a fact. We know they're chayav and matzah and simcha and hakel. That's a fact. All we're saying is, if those are facts, which they are, so why did the Braisa make it sound like it has to do with time? It has nothing to do with time. I have ones with time, they're chayav. I have ones without time, they're pater.
That they should be chayv on every mitzvah that's...
I'm sorry?
Why don't we take those matzah and learn that, just like we see
that
they're chayv
on... That's going to be the Gemara's job. That's not the point. That's not the Gemara's kasha now.
Yeah.
The Gemara's not saying learn that from matzah. That's going to be a Gemara later on. All the Gemara is saying is, you set a rule, and it's not a rule. That's all. You made a rule, and they make six exceptions.
Sometimes the Gemara will say, well, that's a derisa, that we can't...
These are all psukim. Every single one of these
exceptions. Those are exceptions to the rule.
Again, all it's saying is, you said a rule. Don't say a rule. That's all it's saying. It's not getting involved in whether it is or isn't putter. Those facts are there. We're not questioning the facts. We're questioning the price. Now, Gemara later on will question the facts. Yes?
The women are happy because they now have this or eating some. And also, why is it the price of the shovel? That's what they're supposed
to do. All this, stay tuned. That's why we're learning. Yes, doctor.
This is not the thought that it should be, but we seem to be coming to a rather uncomfortable conclusion. Not all the satisfactory, which is that we simply are giving a framework for people who have to remember everything by memory. And a general, but not absolute.
That's fine. We do it all the time in Gemara.
We do it.
No, Chazal did it. I don't know. They had no written Gemara.
Right, exactly. I mean,
so Adarabba, they tried to do rules all the time.
Yeah,
Mishnayos always try to do rules and numbers.
You see, the words even
fall guttled. Right. Zabti Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechonah. Ein lemeidim inaklolos. Even if it says kol, it means nothing. Meaning, it shouldn't say it means nothing. It doesn't mean absolute. Afilu b'makom she'edem b'chutz. Even when the Torah said everything besides, that's not necessarily the only besides. And he proves it. Zitnan, the Mishnah says in Erevin, Bakol me'arvin u'mishtatvin. Now Rashi learns that Erev, there's three kinds of Erevin. Erev Tavshilin, Erev Chateris, and Erev Tchumen. Rashi learns that this me'arvin is going on Erev Chateris. And to refresh people's memory what Erev Chateris is, Erev Chateris is that if you have a chutzner that's jointly owned by two people and has two separate houses, so therefore each one has his own individual and then has a jointly owned, he cannot carry from his individual into those jointly owned rabbinically. Therefore, they make an Erev Chatzeris, which makes it that one of the places becomes the main place of living, and therefore you're allowed to carry from your individual place to the communal place. Meaning, Erev does not mean the string around the city. That's not Erev. That's a wall. Once you have a wall, you have people own their individual houses. They're stepping into a communally owned street. So we make it Erev. The Erev is located in the Kaitel here. And that Erev is the Erev Chatzeris. So Rashi learns that the Mishnah Bakoil Ma'arv, and you can use all foods for the Erev, is going on Erev Chatzeris. Tysus points out, the Gemara in Erevin says you need pas for Erev Chatzeris. So it's not true. Taisa says the Gemara there says you only can make an Erev Chatzeris with bread, or bread like matzah, but not with any other foods. So therefore Taisa says it's going on Erev Tchumen. So I'm going to read Rashi because we read Rashi, but Taisa asks from a Gemara, and I don't have an answer for Rashi. Taisa asks from a Gemara that says clearly that you can't make Erev Chatzeris with any food. Get it inside. The Nam Bakom Arvin Umstatvin. Mishtatvin is she two famous voice to refresh our memory that the same thing happened when you had many courtyards open up to a side street, which was an enclosed area on three sides, open on one side. So they built a Lechi and a Kaira, and then they made a she two famous voice that connected all the Chatzeris. Similar to Erev Chatzeris. Except Erev Chatzeris is between the houses and the courtyard, and Shetuvim Mavois is between the courtyards and the street in front of it. So you can use any food, and that even the Gemara there, not the Gemara there, says that for Shetuvim Mavois you could use any food. Chutz min amayim mamelach, besides water and salt, they can't use water or salt for your Erev Chatzeris or Shetuvim Mavois. That's what the Mishnah says in Erevin. The problem is Sulaka. Are there no more other? Aren't there other things you can't use? They can command upatrias. That is mushrooms and something else. I don't know what Archgrove says they are.
Truffles.
Okay. Okay. it makes no difference what it is. I don't know what it is. And again, as I always said, to me, it doesn't make a difference in which language. I don't know what it is. So it makes no difference. I know some, most people do know what Truffles is. I don't. The Tribyachin, and that is a proof that even if it says chutz, you can't learn Minklolos. So therefore, you can't ask a question that it's not an exhaustive list and the list has exceptions. Yes, the list has exceptions, and fine. Rashi. Bakom ha'ayvin, erubi chatzeres, u'mishtatvin, shituvin mevoas, chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech, the midi de zayim b'inan. You need something that provides nutrition. V'ani lo zayini, shibimokim b'zenoisim sh'ladam chashuvin dirasa shvisasayim. Chazal wants you to live in a place where you have food. That's where you live. Biki kameim u'patrius, mine oichlin hein, b'gimlu rabbonan lo zayini. Rabbonan knew that they don't provide any nutrition. Okay. Now, I just want to point out, so what is the purpose of making a statement when it's not true, when it's not exhaustive? And the answer is because if you have a mitzvah, you don't know whether women are chayiv or not, rely on the rule. Granted, there's exceptions, but most of the time, this is the rule. So therefore, if you ever run into a mitzvah and you want to know, is it asei k'van grum or is it a woman chayiv or not, rely on the rule that it depends on time or not. There are six exceptions, three one way and three the other way. There's always exceptions. But when you don't know, go with the rule. That's what the Gemara is saying. The rule is not exhaustive. It's not doesn't cover everything. It's just saying, assume that this is the rule unless otherwise noted.
Was this question on the Mishnah that the Kol, because the price is just say Zui.
It's on the Mishnah.
The Mishnah says
it's on Mishnah. It's on the Mishnah.
That's why
you
can't use Rashi because
don't bring any nutrition. That's what Rashi says. Whatever Zaini means. I translate Zaini as nutrition. If you have a different translation, you can go with that. It's a Hebrew word. You know what I mean? I don't know what it means exactly. I thought it was nutrition. I thought it before I should learn that salt enhances your body's ability to digest the food. That's what they say. Again, I'm not a doctor. And therefore, salt itself is not a food. It is something that helps the body work over the food. I guess it provides certain chemicals that you need, but it's not nutritious. Yes? No, you don't make a bracha on salt. Maybe you do. I don't know who eats salt. And is it derech hakilah to eat plain salt? I don't know. If it's not derech achila, it's not derech achila. I don't know people that eat salt. I have no idea. Maybe people do.
You don't make a profile on spices.
Again, it has to do with derech achila or not derech achila.
It's a mineral. It does not enhance the best, however, it does enhance the tongue and nose to taste. Also, in terms of vibration,
now we're going to get into sources. Frank de Gemara. Mitzvah asay shazman grum and nashim paturis minalon. What is the source? How do I know that a woman is pater from lulav? Who told us that a woman is pater from lulav? She's pater from shayfer. Zok de Gemara. Gamar mitfilin. We learned it out tefillin. Tefillin is the source. Ma'atfil and Nashim Paturis. I've called Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grum and Nashim Paturis. Women are Pater from Tulin. Therefore, since they're Pater from Tulin, and the characteristic of Tulin is it's a time dependent mitzvah, so therefore, we say all time dependent mitzvahs, women are Pater. Frank de Gemara, and how do I know Tulin? Utfilin, Gamalami Talmud Torah. And that women are Pater from Tulin is derived from Talmud Torah. And that we have a pasuk. We had it back on the Chavtesim and Aleph, a pasuk that told us that women don't have to learn. So women are part of learning. We learn out tefillin from Talmud Torah. How do we learn it out? What is the connection? It's called hekesh. In the pasuk it says, "Shartum liayisa yedecha." Sorry, "V'shdibarta ba b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'derecha b'shak b'chav k'mecha." talks about the mitzvah of Tam B'Torah. And then it says, Ukshartum Oysa Yedecha. Right? So the Torah juxtaposes the mitzvah of Tulin next to the mitzvah of Tam B'Torah. Shnantum Levenecha, teach Torah to your kids. The Dibartabam B'Shivtacha B'Veisecha, U'Belechtacha B'Aderech, U'Beshach B'Chav K'mecha. And right afterwards, Ukshartum Oysa Yedecha. Those Chayiv and Tam B'Torah are Chayiv and Tulin. Those not Chayiv and Tam B'Torah are not Chayiv and Tulin. That is the source that a woman is Pater from Tulin. The Hekesh. Once I know a woman are Pater from Tulin, now I say, any mitzvah that's like Tulin, they're Pater. That's what the Limud is. So the source is Tulin, and Tulin's source is Tam B'Torah, which is not time dependent, but the Torah specifically stated that a woman is Pater from Tam B'Torah. And the Torah juxtaposed Tulin right next to Tam B'Torah to tell me that a woman is Pater from Tulin. And once she's Pater from Tulin, I say she's Pater from anything that's similar to Tulin, which is Mangra. Dr. Gemara, Matam B'Torah Nashim Paturas, Av Tulin Nashim Paturas. Rashi. Kimiri Matulin. Now Rashi says, which limud do we use? How do we compare other mitzvahs to Tulin? B'mem Matzinu. That's one of the Shloish Esri Midas Shatayr Nefreshes Bem. The Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel calls it Binyan Av. Binyan Av and B'mem Matzinu are synonymous. It means, just like we found the children, she mitzvahs are saying, she has a man grub of a nation of tourists, Avko. When we come on Parach, tomorrow on, but later on I ask, are the Yolam of a children liftar, why are we learning out from Tulin to Pater a lady? They love me matzah v'hakel l'chiyav. Why don't we learn out from matzah and hakel to say women are chayiv and mitzvah that say she's man grammas? The Gemara will ask that later. Kimiri mitam v'tayra, iskish latadi, v'shidantum l'venecha, v'siv basrei, v'ksharatum li'ais. Matam v'tayra, v'ashim p'tura, v'siv l'venecha, v'loy d'v'necha, v'loy d'v'necha. Av Tulin, Nashim Paturis. Now, the Mepharshim do point out that Rashi is bringing a pasuk that the Gemara did not bring back in Chavtan Samad Aleph. When the Gemara brought the why women are brought to Tam B'Torah, the Gemara brought V'lematam Oysim as B'neichem, B'neichem V'loi B'neisechem, which is in the second parsha. We are bringing the pasuk from the first parsha because we're learning out Tulin from Tam B'Torah. So Rashi brought the pasuk that pertains right here by Tam B'Torah. The two psukim by Tam B'Torah. Shinantum levenecha v'lematam oisim es b'necha. So, it says, the Gemara in the Rav Chavtes said, v'lematam oisim es b'necha v'loi es b'nei secha.
What's the
Tulin 2? We'll see that. The Gemara gets to that. Whereas, Rashi brings the Shinantum levenecha.
The Gemara did not bring that.
In that Chavtes it did. In that Chatzis brought the pasuk lematam oisim es b'necha, and this is where I learned how teach to learn and learn and teach the whole thing. Now, here Rashi brings v'shinantum b'necha, which is not the pasuk that the Gemara brought on Chatzis and Malala. So the Mepharshim point out Rashi is trying to show us if you're learning it out of lematam oisim es b'necha, that's not next to Tulin. So therefore, it is, but that's beside the point. We might get there in a minute. But so Rashi brought the pasuk that pertains to us, which is the Tulin of the first parsha of Shema, which is next to Mishinantum Levenecha, which should also be a source that women are Pater. It's the same Levenecha, no different than Levenecha. So Rashi's just taking that pasuk because that's the pasuk I'm using now, not because you could use Mishinantum Levenecha, you could use the Lamantum Aizim Levenecha. Yes.
Moshe told Israel about Torah. He told Yaakov. What is that all about?
See, this is the mistake that a lot of people make. Torah doesn't mean Limud HaTorah. Torah means 613 mitzvahs, which women are pater from 12 of them. He told them all about the fact that they're going to get 601 mitzvahs. That's what he told Yaakov. What else do you know? And that's what he told Israel. For some reason, and I understand why it happened, it's not like I don't know, people think Torah means learning. I don't know, I think my wife's Jewish and she has no chiyuv to learn. And she's mekabel the Torah in Har Sinai also. And the Torah she was mekabel was the 600 and some mitzvahs that she has to keep.
do we have this earlier? I can't remember. Women are not chayav to learn, but on the other hand, they have to know how to learn.
So that's a part of their mitzvah, not a chiyav Talmud Torah.
The knowledge is part of the mitzvah.
You have to know what you're doing. But it's not a separate mitzvah of learning.
Just put a list of what mitzvahs they have to do to check each one. That's all they have to know. They have
correct.
No, only no reason for it.
No. They don't have to know reasons, and they don't have to learn Masechtas Zvachim, or Menachas, or Chulin, or Bechayrus, maybe Chulin, yeah, because of Kashrus. But really.
Korea?
What?
Korea?
No.
And is there an answer for one?
We had it in Masechtas Saita. We hadn't learned Saita yet. We'll get there. It's not so simple. I'm not getting involved in that now. It's a Sugi and Saita. Merch Hashem, get to Saita. We'll talk about it there.
Why do we suppress our all night? Why do we learn all that in Torah?
Honestly?
Such a terrorist thought beyond learning Torah.
And you should know, that minig, to minig, Archiv, that minig has created a side effect that I've asked every year by women, what is our role on Shavuos? We don't learn. What, cheesecake? I've been asked this question 25 times. It's a total misunderstanding of Shavuos. Shavuos has nothing to do with the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Shavuos has to do with Kabbalah Satira of 613 mitzvahs. So the answer is, the Svarim bring down its desire, it's brought in the Shlah and other places, that one of the reasons, there are a few reasons, that Klal Yisrael learned Shavuos night is because when it's by Matan Torah, they got up late. And to be Masakin that, we learn all night. Others say, Abi Kabbalah, that one who stays up all night and learns gets rid of a Chayv Krisus. Machaper and Chayv Krisus. So there's benefits of sitting and learning all night of Shavuos. But it is not the essence of Shavuos. Again, it is an extra. It's a minig, and it's a beautiful minig. And not in any way changing the minig. But it's not a chiyav. It's because it's the day of Kabbalah Satira, and we got up late, so we are massacred by staying up, those who stay up, all night and learn. That's where the minig came from. Wonderful, great minig. But that's not the essence of Shavuos. The essence of Shavuos is that we were Makabel Torah. Everybody, man or woman, no difference. And this is a question that every year comes up. Because everybody associates Shavuos with staying up and learning. Because we're used to, let me ad lib here, I don't like to do this, but I'll do it anyway. The Svar Magdashim say to Narachayim and others, we take the word mitzvah, the mem and the tzadi with atbash, which means atbash means you can turn an aleph into a tav and a beis into a shin. Mem and tzadi turn into yud ke. Mem turns into yud, and tzadi turns into hey using atbash. So mitzvah is Isis yud ke, and the second half is vav ke. Because we connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through an act of mitzvah. That's what mitzvah is. Connection to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's why it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's hidden. Because it's through a physical act. Since it's through a physical act, it's hidden. And therefore, mitzvah is Yud Kei Vav Kei, but the Yud Kei is hidden. That's what our Chaim HaKadosh says. Others say, I don't know the source. I saw it in our Chaim. I heard it from others, but I saw it in our Chaim HaKadosh. Now, go further than that. That is a mitzvah that we connect through a physical act. Talmud Torah, the higher level mitzvah. Talmud Torah is connecting to the Rabbi Nisham by listening to his words. He's speaking to you. When you learn Torah, the Rabbi Nisham is speaking to you. So it's a higher level connection. That's what happens with Talmud Torah. It's a higher level connection. On Shavuos, we connected to the Rabbi Nisham by being Klal Yisrael. He gave us the Torah, we were Klal Yisrael. No mitzvah necessary. That's why Pesach has a mitzvah, Sukkot has a mitzvah, Shana has a mitzvah, Kippur has a mitzvah. Shavuos and Simchas Torah have no mitzvah. And Shmini Atzeres have no mitzvah. The mitzvah is, be a Jew. You're a Jew, you're in Shavuos. You're Mekabel Torah. That's all. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to connect through an action. You connect by being yourself. So that's why Shavuos doesn't need a mitzvah. Because you're connecting through the fact that you accepted the Torah. You don't need an act of mitzvah. You're a yid. That's what Shavuos is. I'm a yid. I accept the Torah. I don't have to connect to an action. It's who I am. That's what the Rabbi Shmini Atzeres. No mitzvah. We sit in the sukkah because it's a suffix. But there's no mitzvah. Just keep Yom Tov and enjoy the fact that you're a Yid. Shavuos, enjoy the fact you're a Yid. Shmini Atzeres, enjoy the fact you're a Yid. That's what we do. And therefore, women are just as involved in Shavuos as men are. The minig has overshadowed, and therefore people think, as a woman asked me this, and not I didn't make this up, is my whole Yom Tov cheesecake? Those are words. Is that all I'm supposed to do on Yom Tov, eat cheesecake? And the answer is yes. Because all Yom Tov is happiness. To be happy or yin. If cheesecake makes you happy, eat cheesecake. And if you like chocolate, eat chocolate. Yes?
You've given over very well the definition of what you asked about yesterday, which is a big potential of this purely evidence. But I can name three people right off the top of my head who have an extensive knowledge of chocolate. Do not stay up all night.
I didn't say that. I said it's a minute. I made it clear. I don't stay up all night.
You know,
it's a minute. It's what halacha. I can't change it. It's a minute.
As far as public confessions go, I don't stay up all night.
I don't stay up either. I can't. It's hard to me. I don't.
Which allows me to do a mitzvah and that I wind up always being the person who's willing to admit it and I make her shatter.
But it's a great idea. I have a second minion. I stopped staying up when I fell asleep in the middle of chakras. I said to myself, this is not what's supposed to be. Okay, that's my own personal thing, that's all. But it's a minute in life, so I can't change it. That's a big kasha. If they're not chayav and limud ha-Torah, why do they have to make birkas ha-Torah? So that, many, many terutzim have been said. From the Beis Yosef who asked the kasha, through the Beis Halevi and Reb Chaim, and everybody in between. Why are women chayav in birkas ha-Torah if they're not chayav to learn? I said there's a 20th. I'm just saying. The simple answer to the Beis Yosef says is they have to learn their mitzvahs. The Mamela, they have to learn. Not because of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, but because they have to learn.
I asked you about this recently because of the birkas ha-Torah. But daily they have to learn?
They don't have a chiyuv to learn, but they have a chiyuv to learn about their own mitzvah, so automatically they have to learn.
Daily?
No. They don't have a chiyuv to learn daily, but they do. So memela, they have to make a birkas ha-Torah beforehand. Theoretically speaking, if a woman knew all the mitzvahs that are negating her, she knew all the halachas she has to know, she doesn't have to open a sefer again in her life. But it's very theoretically. No, all the halachas? You know how many halachas there are to know? Gans Yoredeya. Half of Yoredeya. Bas v'chalav, Taruvah, Zalich, Hashkeh, there's so much to know. Chashem Mishpat. There's a lot to know. Frank the Gemara. V'nakish tefillin l'mezuzah. Why don't we learn tefillin from mezuzah, where women are chayev? And right after Ksharatam Loisa Yidecha Voyle Zetavis Beit Yidecha, it says Uchsavtam al Mezuzahis. So women are chayiv in Mezuzah, why aren't they chayiv in Tulim? How do I know which way to make the Hekesh? So the Gemara, Tulim L'Talmud Torah Iskish Bein B'Parash Rishayin and Bein B'Parash Shniyah. Tulim is next to Talmud Torah, both in the first Parash of Shema and in the second Parash of Shema. Right? L'matam Oysim Ez B'Neichem, L'dab Ksharatam Oysim Loisa Yedchem, So Tefillin is before Talmud Torah, but it's right next to Talmud Torah in the second parsha. Tefillin leMezuzah, the parsha Shniyah lo Yiskish. Mezuzah is on the other side of Talmud Torah by the second parsha. Shar Tamaisim leisay Yatchem, Oyel the Tavis made in Nechem. So Tulin is not next to Mezuzah in the second parsha. Tulin is next to Talmud Torah. In the first parsha, Tulin is between Talmud Torah and Mezuzah. In the second parsha, Tulin is before Talmud Torah, not next to Mezuzah. So which one should I compare it to? The one that it's put next to in both parshas, or the one that it's put to in one parsha? I put it to the one that's next to in both parshas. What?
Even though one's
it's still next to it. We'll see about that in a minute. You're jumping. All we're talking about now is Tefillin. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Why don't we potter women from mezuzah next to Talmud Torah? Matamaisim is benechem, and right afterwards is uchsavtam al mezuzahis. So the Gemara lays out kedaitach. Don't think that. The siv l'man yirbu yamechem. It says right after mezuzah, in order you should live long. Gavri boichai, nashi boichai. What, women don't have to live? If the Torah is telling me mezuzah gives you arichas yamim, so how can you say it's not for women? The Torah is telling me a reason that applies to women. Rashi. V'negish mezuzah l'tam b'tayra k'diskiz v'parsha shniya. V'samach le'och savta v'leim enoshim p'turas. Lo'y tzal g'day tach lift enoshim b'tol matan schar b'ribu yamim. Since the Torah gives schar for extended life, v'noshim nami v'yichai, and women have to live. Frek the Gemara v'ayisukah the mitzvah sasei shasman grama v'chsib basukah seishu shivas yamim. The Torah says clearly, sukkah is man grama. Time in the Kasa Rachmona Ho Ezra Chloitis Anoshim. Gemara in Sukkah brings a pasuk that says women are potter from Sukkah. Why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a pasuk? It's a mitzvah that says that's my grandma. Learn it out from Tulin. Do you have Hoki Nashim Chayav? I'll have Hoki Nashim Chayav. Now the Gemara is going to give two terutzim. Am Rabbaya, Itzrich. Salgadai de Gamina Hoyo de Chzib Asukkah Teshu. Teshu Kei Taduru. The Torah wants you to live in your Sukkah. When you live at home, you live with your wife. So maybe that requires your wife to come to the sukkah, so you should be able to live in the sukkah like you live at home. Madira is v'ishtai, af sukkah is v'ishtai. If I need a pasuk to say, women are putter. Rashi, lo yisal kadaitach, we did that already, ha'ezrach lo'hoitzi nashim, b'raisi b'msech to sukkah. Rava amar, Rava says a second error. Itzrach. Tal kedai de chamina, neidav chamishas, chamishas, mechagamatas. She learned that with a gzeris shav of mechagamatas. Ma lahalon nashim chayavas, avkan nashim chayavas. I would think the gzeris shav, which exists between tezvav, tezvav. I would think that's a mechayav way, women. Chanina ezrach to tell me not, shvicha. Rashi itzrach lemute behedya, ma lahal nashim chayavas, vachilas matzah layla rishayna. By the way, the Ramah, when he's looking for a heter, for people who don't sleep in the sukkah, which is chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah, and he's looking for a heter, says that a heter that people are seimachon here, I'm not paskal l'chamais, you check with your rabbi, a heter that people are seimachon is that since they sleep with their wives, usually, so memela, teishu kein teduru, they can't do it. So even though women are part of the sukkah, they don't have to come outside, and the husband wants to be near his wife, so therefore he's allowed to go inside. That's one of the haterim that are brought down why men don't have to sleep in a married men don't have to sleep in a sukkah. And we'll leave it at that.